Now, for those of you keeping score at home, this much is still true. Republican Paul LePage says he will not participate in an MPBN gubernatorial debate that was planned for this fall. And Democratic gubernatorial challenger Michael Mishu continues to insist that he will not participate in any gubernatorial debate that does not include LePage. Independent Elliot Cutler says he will be happy to show up anywhere regardless of who is or isn't there. And Lee Schultes of Freeport, who is on the ballot with the official campaign slogan of "I'm running for governor, but not really," may really show up. Or not. The landscape of the 2nd District congressional debates are still in flux.
Blaine and I are here today to say that this election is too important to not give everyone their voice, and we will only participate in debates where all three candidates are present.
Emily Kane, a Democratic state senator, and Blaine Richardson, a conservative former Republican now running as an independent, stood side by side at a joint press conference at the State House, vowing to only take part in debates in which Republican Bruce Poliquin is also present. Poliquin's campaign had indicated to MPBN earlier this month that it did not consider Richardson to be, quote, a credible candidate, citing his lack of fundraising and inactive campaign schedule. Poliquin campaign manager Matt Hudson later sent an email saying, quote, "At this time, we are unable to commit to the debate." A news story about Poliquin's apparent decision to forego the MPBN debate prompted Kane and Richardson to issue the joint statement in which Richardson emphasized the importance of voters being given the chance to hear the positions of all the candidates.
At the end of the day, the individual with the best argument, the best discussion on any issue, is the one that's going to carry the field with the main voters.
But then, near the end of the press conference, when Richardson was pressed on whether he would participate in a debate that didn't include Poliquin, Richardson changed his tune.
I'm participating. Are you kidding me? I'll speak any opportunity to any Mainer, any time of the day.
The remark prompted a slightly taken aback Emily Kane to reinforce her position on the debates.
Okay. We'll both be campaigning, but my position is all three candidates must participate in all debates.
The Poliquin for Congress campaign now says that MPBN's Wednesday evening report regarding the campaign's decision not to participate in the MPBN debate was inaccurate.
The email reads verbatim, "At this time, unable to commit to the debate." That does not preclude ever doing a future debate. Obviously, Bruce would love the opportunity to be in front of as many voters and reach as many folks as possible.
Campaign manager Matt Hudson also says that the Poliquin campaign is proposing debate criteria that all candidates must agree to, including a viability requirement that participants must have at least 10% support in any two main polls, a threshold that he says Richardson could not clear.
You look at the polls that are out there, and Blaine is polling, with all due respect, at 0%. 0% is not a strong indicator of any actual support in the district. I'd also point to the fact that he's raised less than $300 in the last 3 months.
Richardson supporters say the real reason Poliquin wants Richardson out of the debate is that 2 years ago, when he ran as a conservative GOP candidate for the 2nd District primary, he polled 40% of the vote, and that suggests he could take a sizable bite out of Poliquin's base of support. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.